time you got? You want to pack out, pass out those packets?
Thanks.
Okay, let's begin. Adam, you got it? Okay, you take, you got your notes? Take your notes. Okay, let's begin. All right, we know that at the we know at the start of the Seder, we give the shir l'zeichah nishmas Rav Glucksman, zeichah tzadik lebracha, who tragically passed away last night. May his neshama go to the highest points of Gan Eden. You know, one of the things we do, the Minig Ashkenaz at the Seder, is we sing a song in the beginning of the Seder, Kadesh Orchatz, where we map out what the Seder is going to be like. And we make an outline. And,
is it Pesach here?
Yeah, we're doing Inari Pesach today. So, that's what we sing the song, Minig Ashkenaz, we map out the day. Okay? So, the question is that I want to analyze one of the parts of the Seder that we sing, and the truth of the matter is that we're going to ask a bunch of kashas on Halal and offer two mahalchim to give a teretz. But it gives us a glimpse to the day, which I think you can all share with your families or in the shuls where you're going to be, because very, very powerful kashas, okay? So I want to begin with number one. Number one kasha that we have is the following. Thank you very much. Give out the marma kamishinatan. Thank you. Number one kasha that we have is the following. I gave you in the packets that we know the Mishnah says Beferish Bedaf Chof. You have it here. The Mishnah says Beferish and Daf Chof. It's the third one. You take a look at the third page in the packet. Take a look. It says, "Kol Hayom Kasher L'Krias Megillah L'Krias Krias Hallel." You must say Hallel during the daytime. Yes, it says, "Kol Hayom Kasher L'Krias Megillah L'Krias Hallel." Hallel must be biyom. Take a look where I underline in the Gemara. This is Megillah Chaf Amid Beis, guys. You got it. The third page. I want you to get everyone should be taking notes and get this down. So let's get it out. Let's go. Okay, Adam, you got it? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Kriya Sahalo. It says, Dechziv, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoho. Yes? Mehulo Shem Hashem. Which, what does that mean literally? From the sunrise to sunset, we praise Hashem. That's not what it means literally. What it means literally is from one side of the planet Earth to the other side of the planet Earth, we all praise Hashem. The Gemara has an added interpretation, means from sunrise to sunset. What's the other pasuk that it quotes? It says, change it to Rav Yosef. Now instead of Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef from Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagil Nisub Chavo. Zehayom. There are two makoros that Howell has said beyond. So the first kash is, guys, what on earth is going on? Halel Lamaisa Sarich Lios beyond. Jacob, why don't you get all these kashes down? How can you say Howell during the Seder? And please get this down, Donnie. You cannot start the Seder early. Tosfos says in Sadi Testament Beis and Arvei Pesachim Alchsa Buzzer Balai Lazeh. You cannot bring in Pesach early, even though there's a general din of Tosefta Shabbos Tosefta Yontif to start Shabbos start Yontif early. Yehuda, get all these questions now. You finish up afterwards. Tosefta Shabbos Tosefta Yontif. So it says Tosefta Shabbos Tosefta Yontif. You can start early. But Alchsa Buzzer Balai Lazeh. You get down all the Marmakaimus Pesachim Tosfos Sadi Testament Beis. You cannot start the Pesach early. That's what Tosfos says. You're possible like that, Tosfos. We paskin like that, Tysus. We don't hold like the Shadim Gobetzes and Brachos that says in the name of the Rimi Carville that you could start even the Seder early. We don't accept that. We hold like Tysus. In fact, there's a Machlaikas Magen Avraham Taz, the Mishabura quotes that when if you have a Chazan, a fancy Chazan, who says the Kiddush at the beginning of the Seder, and he can time it exactly, do you have to drink the cup after Seis, or do you have to say the whole Kiddush after Seis? We paskin the whole Kiddush have to be after Seis. So in other words, even if you had a chazan that could time it perfectly, sorry. He's got to wait till after Tzeis, then start your Kiddush. Machlik is mugging from Taz. So Halo's got to be beyond. What are the two makoros? Mimizrach Shem Hashem, Mavol, Mulul Shem Hashem, Zehayom, Nagil Nischabo. So how on earth can you say Halo B'lai? And don't tell me you're saying it early. Because we paskin, you can't start early. Okay? I'm not talking about Halo in the Shul. Halo in the Shul, we'll talk about another time, this is Shem. Talk about Halo during the Seder. So what on earth is going on here? You understand that's the first kasha. Chlorkite?
First
kasha is that, okay? Yes, Matthew.
Can you technically answer the first kasha by saying, I don't remember off the top of my head, do we not say a bracha at the Seder?
We're going to get there. That'll be another kasha. Let's go one at a time. We got to build it up. Yes, Svi, go ahead.
What's the first mucker?
Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Nevol Mol Shem Hashem. Okay, second kasha. Second kasha we want to be bothered by very much so is the following. Please get it. Why is it throughout the whole year, most of the year we always say a bracha when you say challah, except for Yom Ha'atzmaut. Some people have a minhag to say challah without a bracha. But anytime you say challah throughout the year, you always say a bracha. Yes? Who's the only ones that don't say a bracha? Challah and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara in Titus says the minhag. Chav Chesem and Beis. Rav Iklul Bavel. Rav visited Bavel. He saw that they didn't say a full challah. So the Gemara says, Minig, I was saying to be a dino. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. Now, do you say a brach on a minig or not? Ramav says no. Eim of Archon on a minig. And Tysus says you do say a brach on a minig. Where's the Tysus? And brach is Yudalam and Af, Dani. So therefore, why on earth? And I would say 95% of the Rishonim and the Haggadahs do not have a brach. There's one Rishon that said you say a brach before you start halal. When do you start halal in the Seder? Two paragraphs before Shulchan Aruch. Remember, the end of Maggid?
Yeah.
There's two paragraphs, and then you see the howl at the end. Yes? There's no bracha. Most Haggadahs, 95%. Lama ain't bracha. Lama ain't bracha. That's the second kasha. You got it? Why is there no bracha? Very unique. There's one Haggadah, I think, one Rishon that says, I don't remember what. You have the Marma Kindness here. Come on, Kiwi, get this down. You have a piece of paper? Borrow a piece of paper. Give me a piece of paper, Donnie.
I'll have
it. Okay, Aggie here, you can borrow from mine. Okay? Let's go. Aim, just take one. Put the other back. That's the second kasha. Lama aim the bracha. Why is there no bracha? Okay? It's a very strong kasha. Now, when I say there, why is there no bracha, what do I mean? I mean no bracha in the beginning. No bracha in the beginning of us. That's the second kasha. At the end, we do say a bracha. Right? About Hashem, Melch Mulau, but these brachos, right? Which we'll get to, Lamai. So we have this different minhagim, this four minhagim, how to end up. Okay, you got it? So that's number two. You got this? Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So you never say a bracha on a minig. Quickly, I want you to know there's no steering around. The Rambam was asked a shayla and the chuvas. You know, we don't do it in our shul. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, it says you shouldn't say Kiddush and Avdol in shuls. We don't say Kiddush and Avdol in the shul. The Rambam and the chuvas says you do. Many shuls do still say Kiddush in the shul. So they asked the Rambam, well, should you say Kiddush in the shul? He said, yes. I steer in the Rambam. He says, the minig is to say Kiddush in the shul. But I thought the Rambam says, Ein mevarchen al minig. Isn't that a stira? The minig is to actually say the bracha. You follow me? That's why it's not a stira. The minig is the actual bracha. But saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. So you don't say a bracha on that. So the Ashkenazim, if I'm not mistaken, Sfardim Lamaisa, Yonatan, you'll tell me, when you say halal on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a bracha at the end, do you? You don't say a bracha in the beginning, do you say a bracha at the end? You don't say bracha at Hashem Avmodjah, correct?
You don't say bracha before it happened.
You're right, exactly. So that fits very good. So that's the two kashas. Let's go number three. Please get this. It says in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tuf Ayin Bay Sif Yudalim. I want you to say this in the shul. Sif Tuf Ayin Bay Sif Yudalim. When it comes to the Seder, all dinim men and women are equally mechuyev. Every din in the Seder, a woman's mechuyev in matzah. How do you know she's mechuyev in matzah? Man, gimel over beis himself. Ko yeshum baal tocha chametz yeshum baal the kumach matzah. Anyone that's a mitzvah chametz has to eat matzah. Special hat kesher. Every din in the Seder, men and women are equally mechuyev, including halal. Are women mechuyev in halal the rest of the year? No, it's a mitzvah says yeshum is ban grama. Why all of a sudden here are they mechuyev? That's number three. You got this, Clor? Number four. Let's go.
Even drinking the four cups of wine?
Yes, of course. Afayub also an ace. Ferish Gomorrah. Kuf Chesem is Emsochim. Let's go. We're in the window. 30 days before.
Is that the only time women are allowed to drink? Or a chayim?
What do you mean a chayim to drink?
Are allowed to.
What do you mean allowed to?
Drink alcohol.
They're mechuyev in Kiddush also.
So besides Kiddush during the year, I'm saying...
The mechuyev in Kiddush. Chayim anish lebesume poshim. Doesn't say men and women are mechuyev in that too. Poshim shot. No. It's not just a din in men.
I heard it's just a din in men.
Yeah, where does it say that? You heard it. You look at Shtetl Mekayris. You heard. Lamaisa Kudus no distinction. It's not the Kovedik, Lamaisa. I'm a Kovedik for any man to get drunk. We said you're not supposed to get drunk. Okay? Go to sleep like the Ramal. Biter. Number four. Let's go. The Marsha would say. Yeah, number four, let's go. Simin Tovchav Bey Sif Zayin. You got it there? The Mechaber says what? You must stand during Hallel. That's in Hilchos Hallel. Sarich Lamod. Amidit. Yeah, Hilchos Hallel and Shulchan Aruch. Simin Tovchav Bey. I think it's the end of the fourth Chelik in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Simin Tovchav Bey Sif Dalet. What are the two reasons why you have to stand during Hallel? Number one, it's Adis. And Adis needs Amid of Amdushne Anashim. And what's the other reason why you have to stand during Hallel? Ha'omdi Mebeis Hashem. There are two reasons why you have to stand during Hallel. Okay, actually the Bir Halacha gives a nafkamin over there if you look. If you lean on a shtender, it's good according to one of the Svaras, it's not good according to the other Svar.
One of the two Svaras?
Standing. It's Adis. Your Adis that Hashem is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the King of Kings. And anytime you give Adis, you got to stand. And number two is, Aomdi Mebeis Hashem. So he gives a nafkamin over there. I want you guys to look it up. If you lean on a shtender, is that considered a mida or not?
No.
Now, leaning on the shtender, not to the degree that if it's removed, you'd fall down. Yeah. That everyone agrees is yeshiva. But let's say you're leaning over there. Even if it's removed, you're still standing. So I forgot how it plugs in. You'll look it up, okay? Gleaneta will look it up by tomorrow, okay? Gleaneta. Okay, but the Gemara, Bir Halacha gives a nafkamina. But you know you're supposed to sit throughout the Seder. When we say Hallel, you're sitting. That's a breach of Hilchos Hallel. What's going on? Fourth Kasha. No one stands up in the middle of the guy. You think the guy's a Meshuggah, right? You're sitting near the table when you say the Hallel. Okay, number five. Fifth Kasha. Unbelievable. This is in the package. Jacob, you getting this all down? Number five. Take a look. This is Daf Yudam and Aleph and Megillah. Everyone got it? I think this is the first page. Yeah, the first page in the packet.
They really have Yudam and Beis.
Yeah, it's Yudam and Beis. Thank you. Not Yudam and Aleph. Thank you, Matthew. Om Reb Yechonin. My Dixiv Lo Korav Zel Zeh Kol Alayla. What does it mean they didn't come close to each other the whole night? Big Shu Malachi Asharas Lomer Shira. The Malachim wanted to sing Shira when the Mitzvah are drowning. Om Reb Kodesh Baruch Hu Masi Yadei Tovim B'yam Atemam Shira? The Abishter says the Malachim, you guys are nuts. My creatures are dying, the Mitzvah are drowning, and you want to sing Shira, it's inappropriate. Because of that, the Shibboleth HaLeket says we say a half hour on the seventh day of Pesach. Seventh day of Pesach is when Kriyas Yamsuf happened. So we say a half hour. Did you know that based on the Shibboleth HaLeket? It's very important.
Wouldn't it make sense?
Okay.
Okay,
we still have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Yontif, but we don't say a full-blown howl. Now, do we say a full howl throughout all of Pesach or not? No, we don't. We only say it the first 2 days. First 2 days. The rest of the days, we don't. Why not? Because what does the Gemara say in Erekin? Why do you say a full hallel every day of Sukkos? Because there's a new Korban every day. Chalukim de Korban Osayin. But Pesach is the same Korban throughout. So you only say a full hallel the first 2 days. The rest of the days, you don't say a full hallel. And on the seventh day, you have that added reason why you don't say a full hallel. Okay? Masa Yadid Tovim Yama Temo Mimshira. That's the Posh of Pshat in the Gemara. There is a fancy Pshat, Chalukas Atayra. The Rebbe of Heschel has a Pshat. Very interesting shot. He says, no, fakir. He says, why are you singing Shir to kill them? You should do a midi kenegi midi. They try to drown us, so they should be drowned. See, they were going to try to sing Shir to kill them like by who? By what's his name? The king of... Who was the king? New Melech Asher. Who was Melech Asher? Not Sisra. Melech Asher. Sanherib. Surrounded Yerushalayim. Then one night, the Malach wiped them all out. 185,000 people. Sanherib was wiped out. So they wanted to kill what? The Mitzvah of Shira. Hashem says, no, it's got to be done what? Midi Kedeg Midi through drowning. Okay, that's a different shot in the Gemara. You see, it turns the Gemara completely around. The push-up shot in the Gemara is Musr. Hashem's giving Musr that you shouldn't praise when people are getting killed. So if that's the case, you take the standard reading of the Gemara, Masayat, I want you to get everything down. You say, Masayat, don't be lazy. Avram. Masayat, Tovim Ba'am, Atemom Rim Shira? What's the kasha? The kasha is the firstborn Mitzvah died on the Seder night. All of a sudden you ignore that? How can you sit there and say a full howl and forget about that? That's the fifth kasha. It's a very, very strong kasha. Donnie, let's get that. Let's get that down. I'm going to write it down. Masa Yadai Tovim B'yam. Okay, why is that not a breach of, what about the, I'm going to write it down, B'chor. The firstborn B'chor, all of a sudden we ignore that? And where can you prove to me in the Seder we already note that? The Abar Ben El says, we put our pinky in the cup 10 times. The Abar Ben El says, there's an article written by a friend of mine who's a Rebbe, Nativ Arya, Rav Ram Shlita. It was my roommate. You know Rav Ram? Rav Rome. Rabbi Svi Rom. He wrote a whole article saying that Barbanel never wrote it. There are other Gedolei Achronim that wrote it. It's never found anywhere in the Barbanel. Okay, whoever wrote it, though, that's the meaning of Klal Yisrael, that you put your pinky in. Okay? You follow me? It's a great Talmud Chochma. You put your pinky in and you do it. Okay, that's quoted in the name of the Barbanel. He has a whole article. The Barbanel never said it. Other Gedolei Achronim said it. Okay? They're different. Minhagim how to do it. Whatever it is. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman says you don't do the pinky 10 times. You do other fingers because maybe it might defile the coast if you put the same pinky in. If you put the same finger in, okay, different minhagim. Our minhag is to put the same pinky in, but we're noting the fact that they died. So you see, it's built in the Seder. So what do you mean, Masiyada told me I'm telling you? Why do you ignore the fact the firstborn were what? Were killed? That's number five. Number six. Adam, you with me on everything? Number six. Okay, let's go. Number six, we got it? Why is it, if you think about the whole structure of when we sing Kadesh or Chatz, when do we start Hallel? The first two paragraphs before the meal, and then we break out this lavish meal. Okay? Now, you guys never should be part of Kiddush clubs when you become older. Certainly, if you become a Rav or you go into Chinuch, you won't. But even if you become a Baal Bus, you shouldn't. You ever saw you break out of a big meal in the middle of Hallel? I never saw that. The fanciest Kiddush club, I never saw anyone have the audacity to do that. That's what the Seder's happening. You say the first two paragraphs, then you break out this lavish meal. The Ramah quotes the Maharal is supposed to have fancy dishes, the best, nicest dishes and everything. Caleb Noyim, excellent, Yonatan. So what's going on here? Ma Pesher Adover. All of a sudden you break it up with a Suda Gadol, a Toch Hallel? Suda Gadol, Mem Sahal? Okay, how do you say this? How is that possible? What's the structure of Hallel all about? That's number six. Okay. Number seven. More than that. What is Hallel said about? Think about the structure of the Seder. Let's get these all down here. We're already up to seven. Okay? Come on, you got to write all these down and understand them. What's number seven? Which coast is Hallel on? The second coast. Right? The second coast is the two paragraphs of Hallel, Beseis Yisrael. You know, Haluka, Beseis Yisrael. Then you say Asher Galano, Brifir Goffin. The second coast, and what's the Hallel on the end of the Seder? Is on the what?
The last coast.
The fourth coast. You ever saw anyone in a Kiddush Kodosh? Chaim, come on. It's a chutzpah, right in the middle of Hallel. Hope there's no one that would ever do that. Okay? You follow me down, you don't follow the crowd, you do the right thing. I don't care if some guys do that. I think to myself, guys that are older, they're not your age. They still do it because you're a follower. You can't be strong enough. You're 40 years old or 35 years old. Or 45 years old. It's not the right thing to do. You missed the half tire.
Is that just called by Rebbe
Yisrael? No, there is not. But I'm just saying to you. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying? Just because people do it, doesn't make a difference.
They actually want to drink and not daven.
Doesn't make a difference. Salt, you know what I'm saying? You have to be strong enough. It's not the right thing. You miss off Tiger. Now listen to this. Where do you ever say a Hallel on a coast? You said Al Kosheni, the coast Revi. We never find that Hallel has associated with a coast. Very bizarre. You never find that Hallel is ever associated with a coast on the second and the fourth coast. It's not acceptable. No, but I was teaching, what I was saying to you is an important thing. It's an important message I was teaching you, Matthew. A lot of times you got to stand up just because, you know, you're growing as B'nai Torah. Just like there might be some other friends of yours from before that are not growing like that. You have to sometimes, I'm not saying alienate them. And not to be holy on top, but you have to do it in a balanced way, in a nice way. There are certain things you can't do anymore because you're developing. And you got to put your foot down and that's it. That happens in YU right now. I'm telling you guys, I went through it myself. What are you going to do? So your friendships won't be as strong anymore. But that's the end of the day. That's the end of the day. You have to serve a Kodesh Baruch. But I'm telling you in a serious way. It's not easy. You got to think about how to do it and balance it. Okay. So Lamaisa comes out Lamaisa that it's very bizarre that we say how Kos Sheni because of you. Number eight. Let's get it. An eighth kasha we have, and that is that the Gemara says. Actually, it's a Mishnah in Tainus. The Mishnah in Tainus says that there's a series of fasts that cities do, There's a series of fasts that cities do if there's no rain, if there's a drought. And it's a series of Monday, Thursday, Monday. They do it seven times. So the Mishnah writes, what happens if rain falls? So the Mishnah writes in Maseches Tainis on Yud Tesamid Aleph, if rain falls after Chatzos, what do? You go home, eat and drink, you break the fast, and then you come back and say howl in the shul. That's what the Mishnah says in Yud Tesamid Aleph and Tainis. So the Gemara asks six blot later on Daf Kof Hey, it says, why do you have to go and break the fast first? Go say howl first and then what? And then break the fast, no? So the Gemara coins the following phrase. It's on Chav Vavim and Aleph and Tainis. It says, Ein Omrim Hallel, Ella Al Nefesh, Ella Al Nefesh Svea, Umalea Kresa. Meaning the din is, good kasha, Tois is asking, but let's get this din first. Ein Omrim Hallel, Ella Al Nefesh Svea, Umalea Kresa. You can only say hallel on a what? Full nefesh, satiated soul, and a full stomach. So Avram asks, we say yontav every in yontav morning, we're not allowed to eat and drink before davening. Rambam says, nisid yoraisa, to eat and drink before davening. Other Rishonim say it's nisid rabbanim. Rambam says, mamish nisid yoraisa, to eat before davening. Unless someone's ill. So you ask a good kasha, so it's a toisis, there's a little bit magumgum. So the kvur sarid, and it's it, and the rumisoda, masbir toisis, so that's a different type of hallel. That's a howl to get her simcha, that we full simcha, the Rabban says, that's a different din. This halacha is being said on a different type of howl. Howl is owl and ace. Any howl you ever say in America, which we're going to develop, has this rule. So if it has this rule, the Balamor asks on Pesach, he says, I don't understand. You don't eat a lot of food in Erev Pesach. Everyone's starving in Erev Pesach. And what have you done in the Seder when you start howl? You drink one cup and you eat a little bit of celery for karpas. You're still starving. So how can you embark upon howl? Isn't your nefesh not sveya, umleya kresa? That's the doesn't make a difference. You can't start howl like that. That's the Balamor's kash in the end of Maseches Pesachim. Okay, based on that cloud. Get down that taisum tainus. You're mechavet to howl. It's a little bit magumgum the taisum, but that's how the netziv and the gvur sari are mazbe the taisus. Howl that we say in the morning on yomtiv is begetter simcha. That's the din of simchas yomtiv. Din kriya recitation. So that cloud's not said by there. You could say that in an empty stomach. That's number eight. That's a very strong kasha. Okay, that's eight. Nine. Let's go. Number nine. The Sefer Torah Ladas, written by Ramatas Blum. Shlita, there's a great gaon, the Rav in Kew Garden Hills. Has many sperm called Torah Ladas. So you should be familiar with him. Ramatas Blum, in his Sefer on Moadim, Amud Kuf Pei Vav, he quotes B'Shem the Yagid Moshe, the Sefer Vayagid Moshe, that says there's a halacha to leave the matzah on the table for challah. Sarich what? No, it's v'yagid moshe. Sarich lahashir matzah. Please get this down. Sarich lahashir matzah. You okay? Okay. Sarich lahashir matzah what? You have to leave the matzah ala what? Ala shulchan b'shas challah. During what? During challah. Very bizarre. What does it say in Or HaChaim? It says in Siman what? Kuf Pei Bei Sif Aleph. They have to leave the bread on the table b'shas pirkas amazon. We never find they have to leave the matzah on the table for halal. You're done with benching. Clean off the whole table. It's wrong. You do not clean off the whole table. You help your mom. First of all, you should be helping your mom in general. But the matzah stay on the table through halal till the very end. Why is there such a din? Standardly, we only say you leave it on for the benching and that's it. Then you can remove everything. No. Says the Torah Ladas B'Shem Yagid Moshe, leave it on the table during for the challah too as well. Why is that? Number 10, a tenth kasha. We know, halacha l'maisa, we know that you have to finish the afikomen by chatzos. We're all familiar with that. Usually it's about 12:50. Everyone's got to check their own times, respective communities. Okay? Rav Moshe has an interesting sheet where he holds that chatzos is always midnight, no matter what. It's a very big chiddush. Okay? We usually follow the Zmanim. And the Zmanim is what? It could be 12:50. Whatever it is, you got to check your communities. But I want you to know this. The Ran writes in the Dapi Arif in Tzachim Chav Zayinim and Beit Dirmaska Garsinan that Midrabanan, you must finish challah before Chatzos. Must finish challah. Toysis in Megillah Daf Chav Dirmaska Lasuye says no. Only the challah before Shulchan Aruch you must finish before Chatzos. But the challah after the meal, you don't have to finish before Chatzos. So it's a machloikis. The Ran says, yes, min Rabbanan, you must finish the whole challah before Chatzos, min Rabbanan. And Tosfos Megillah and Daf Kof denies that and says only the challah before the meal, you have to finish before Chatzos.
For sure the challah before the meal, because that's before...
Okay, fine. In a Chanami, you're right. That's what he points out. Let's say you didn't do the Seder, you know, properly. It's a good point, Avram. That's what he brings up. So the Ramah in Simon Tuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. Let's get it. The Ramah says, Tuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. He quotes that you must finish the whole challah before Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Zayin, he says, in order to make sure that you say the bracha, Brucha Ta Hashem, Melech Mula Batish Bachos, before Chatzos. And the way he seems to say it is that it's not just a Din Drabanan. He seems to imply that it is a din d'oraisa. Mishnah Berurah and the ways Masber the Ramah seems to say that there's a svara d'oraisa to finish halal before chatzos. Why halal? The matzah I understand, afikoman I understand, but why is there a mandate to finish halal? Sof halal, halal. I'm going to write afilu sof halal before what? Before chatzos, lifnei chatzos. Why? And I'm writing d'oraisa. Now, even though the Ran said it was the Rabbanan, but what's the svar to say that d'oraisa, you would have to finish before Chatzos? Meaning to say that it, since it's d'oraisa, it shows it's a real din. It shows a real din. Let's get this down. That's the 10th kasha. Why is it halal lefnei, afilu sof halal lefnei Chatzos, din d'oraisa? Why should that be? What's the svar for that? That you have to finish. So that's the 10th kasha I want you to get down. Okay? Number 11. Let's go. Why is it halacha lemaisa at the end of Magid we say a word? There's a certain word in Lashon HaKodesh. Rambam says learning Lashon HaKodesh is a mitzvah kala, Jacob. We say at the very end of the Seder, at the end of Magid, we say the word lafikach. What does lafikach mean?
Therefore.
Therefore. So it's a very bizarre word because it's usually a connector. Whenever you say lafikach, it should be very clear what it's connecting. A to B, Aleph to Bet. Here you go through the whole halal, the whole Magid, which we'll mention right now. What's so unique about Magid? What's so unique about Magid? Matt, let's get into the technology. What is the notion of Magid? What is the uniqueness? I want you to get this down. The Otzar Gunner of Shechta Shlita once said it. You say Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Peh. You quote a Pusik, you Drasha. Pusik Drasha, you remember? It's always a pusik and a drush. It's a combination of Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Peh. You know why? Because it wants to define the Karaites. The Karaites only believed in Torah Shabbosav. They didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's why it was chosen a new genre of Torah. Torah Shabbosav, and then Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Peh. That's why the Rav is Masber. I want you to get this down. When you sing, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. You know that, nigga. The Rav said that's a Birkas HaTorah. Why is it a Birkas HaTorah? Because when you embark upon a new genre of Torah, you need a new Birkas HaTorah, according to Dagos Maimonios. We don't paskin like this. But Dagos Maimonios quotes Rashi, and Rashi would come into shul in the morning, he would learn himself, he would say Birkas HaTorah. And then when the Balabat came in and gave shur, he said Birkas HaTorah again, because it was Talmud Torah Barabin. It's a new genre of Torah, which the Rashi held requires a new Birkas HaTorah. We don't accept it. But we don't accept it to say Baruch Hashem Hashem. But since you're embarking upon a new type of Torah, Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbat, say Umad, say Umad. So since it's Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbat, you need a what? You take a commercial break, have all of those, and you say a Birkas HaTorah. That's the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Nasan Torah Lamo Yisrael. Strange what it's doing there, but that's what the Rav said it serves as. You follow me? It's a Birkas HaTorah because you embark upon this new what? This new type of limud HaTorah. So what on earth is the lefikach? I go back and forth, Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbat, and then lefikach. What is lefikach paragraph? I have an obligation to praise and thank and glorify and exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the connection? It's not clear what the connection is at all. What is the lefikach driving at? The end of the Magid. That it connects everything I spent before now that I'm doing this. And I say all those verbs of praise to Abishter. What's the meaning of the lefikach? Okay? What is the meaning of the lefikach? That's exactly what the Baal HaGadol is driving at. What does it mean? You can't just read such a word and say lefikach. What does that mean? That's number 11. 12th kasha. How is it shayich that the Gemara, where is the marker in Shas? Anyone who's never learned Maseches Erkin knows this daf. Where is the marker of the times that we say howl in Shas? Erkin daf yudam and aleph. It says there are 18 days where we say a full howl in Eretz Yisrael, and a chutzra is 21 days. Let's figure out, what are the 18 days? Right? 8 days of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. Right? 7 days of Pesach is 15. 8 days of howl is how much? Let's go again. Sukkot, you have eight. You say a full howl. Eight. 2 days of Pesach. Oh, I'm sorry. 8 days you have of Sukkot, full howl. Which means that's here. That's eight. Then you have 1 day of Pesach is nine. 1 day of what? Shavuos is 10. The 8 days of Chanukah is 18. There it is, 18. Chutzrot, you had three others. Because you got an extra day by Sukkot, right? Extra day by Pesach. Extra day by Shavuos, there you have 21. What's that on the list? Hallel during the Seder. Good morning, Erkin, Daf Yud. Doesn't work in Daf Yud. Lo Maskir Hallel. To talk to Seder. Why is it not there? It's an exhaustive list. Should have been there. Should have been 19. Should have been 22. Okay. Actually, should have been 23. Chutzlarz, because we have two Seders, right? Yes, Akiva. Yeah, but if that meant in the davening. It meant in the davening.
Yeah, but instead of listening days.
Okay, it's listening to times. How many times you say it?
Maybe just
okay?
Listening davenings. It's not listening you say it in the same.
No, it's listening to the times you do it. Okay, 13. Where's the Rambam? Where's the Rambam quote the dinim of Hilchos Hallel? In the geography of the Rambam. We talk about geography all the times in the Rambam. No, the Rambam places Hilchos Hallel and Hilchos Chanukah for Hallel throughout the year. Where does he discuss Hallel and the Seder? Not in Hilchos Chanukah, but where? Hilchos Chometz Umatzah, Pirik Zion. Rambam, Lomazkir Hallel, Shalah Seder, B'Hilchos Chanukah, Ella, B'Hilchos Chometz Umatzah. Why is that? Very telling when the Rambam places certain halakhas in certain places. Like we did for the... I didn't give it to you in the Mechina, but remember we said that the Mishnah said on Chaf Hei, Shluchim Mitzvah are Paturim in a Sukkah, and then what does it say? Cholin and what are Paturim in the Sukkah too, but the Rambam flipped the order. Remember that? The fact that the Rambam flipped the order showed what? That it wasn't a Din of Oskim Mitzvah Paturim Mitzvah, it was a Din of Mitzvah. Remember that? That's where Rav Zhulti was Medayik from. He flipped the order. That was within one parish. Sometimes you can make a diuk in the Rambam. Yes, Matthew.
I was asked around this question. I was taught this by my Rambam earlier in life that usually, like in most Rishonim, we're not medayik on like one word, but with Rambam because he was so like vocal that the Mishnah Torah would be more or less
like the
medayik on like words and
yeah. I don't know if it's like, necessarily yeah. So that we're not medayik in other Rishonim, but we're medayik much more. Because the Rambam writes, much more than the Rambam writes in this Akdom, all you need is a Tanakh and a Rambam.
Remember? Exactly. So we okay. Say like, Ein mi lami yudai the Rambam.
Okay, yeah, okay, good. Well, we are Medayik in other Rishonim. Okay, that's 4:13. What did you say?
No, I'm saying the Rambam can make mistakes also.
Yeah, of course, he's not saying that. He's saying, what Matthew is saying is that no, the other Rishonim didn't write a compilation like the Rambam wrote. The Rambam was a tzaddik. He was not a Baal Gaiva. Rambam writes in the Akdama that all you need after you write is a Tanakh and the Rambam. Remember we mentioned that last semester? That's why the Rambam had to incorporate the Rav said Hilchos Chanukah, the history. Because Chanukah is not a Tanakh. So you know nothing about the history of a Chanukah. It's the only Chag that he talks about the history is Chanukah. Remember we said that? The Rav said based on the Akdama what he said in the Yad HaZakah. Okay, the Rebbe said a different shot. Lubavitcher Rebbe said a different shot. He said that Persumi Nisa was a chelik of what? Chelik of the mitzvah. That if you don't know the history, how can mefarsim the neis? Different. We had two pshatim: the Rav's pshat and the Lubavitcher Rebbe's pshat. That's all. Okay, that's 13. What's 14? Please get this. Why is it that we don't say Shasa Nisim Lavosenu? What do you mean, our Avosenu? We're taken out of Mitzrayim. Lo'omrim. Why don't we say Lo'omrim? We don't say Shosanisim. We don't say Shosanisim. Why don't we say Shosanisim Lavosenu? We say it by other Chagim, right? Why don't we say Shosanisim Lavosenu? Okay?
This is the only chag where we're chayav adam or sasach.
Okay, lama lo mishosanisim lavasenim. Okay, why don't we say lavasenim? Okay, and number 15, 15th kasha. Okay, last kasha is what is the manishtana? These are 14 kashas we just asked. Why didn't this make the manishtana? Manishtana halal zem we call halalos of the whole year. And this is very serious kasha, because the Rav took it very seriously. The Rav said, why is Arbakosos not a manishtana? The Rav asked, why don't you ask about manishtana about Arbakosos? So he said that Mesubin and Arbakosos are twins. Get this down. He said that Arbakosos and Mesubin are twins. When you ask about Mesubin, Arbakosos is included in that, because those are the two takanas the Chachamim made to express cheiris. Psochem, kuf tet zayin and beis. Arbakasa takin rabbanan. They're Mesakin four cups to express cheiris. They're Mesakin Mesubin. So the Rav said, when you ask about Mesubin, you're also asking about the Arbakosos. So it is included in Manishtana. So if it's included, you see the Rav took Manishtana so seriously. Why wasn't this in there? Why wasn't that in there? So you know what? Why wasn't Howell in there? Okay? Now I just remembered one, if I'm not mistaken, once I added 16, 17, and 18, but I only remember one of the three now. I have to try to remember the other two. I just remembered one of the other ones. In that song that we sing of Kadesh Urchatz, why do we say Halal Nirtza, only Halal at the end? We start Halal before. So why is it Halal Nirtza at the end? Halal Nirtza. That's the code word.
We should say Magid
Halal. Exactly. Say Magid Halal. Then Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Magid Halal Motzi Masa, right? Exactly. Put Halal there. Why is Halal put at the end? And that's the 16th Kasha. Okay, that's the 16th kasha. You should also say call him Basala Haskol. Go Basala Haskol. So these are 16 kashas, guys. I want you to get down. 17, 18, I don't remember. Hopefully we'll be able to remember. Maybe by tomorrow, we'll see. We're going to try.
These are all about Halal the Seder.
During the Seder. And we're not talking about Halal during the Tefillah. We'll talk about that another time. That's a Machlekes Mechaber Amah. Do you say Halal during the Tefillah? Mechaber says yes. The Vilna Gaon says yes. The Rav Zatzal was very held to that strongly. So a lot of Ashkenazic shuls in the New York area say it. Even if they all say Halal with a bracha. Okay, the Ramos, during this tefillah at night, there's a machlech machab Ramos, you say Halal during the tefillah at night. Le'el is Kaddish Achag, the Rav said. Based on the Korban Pesach. Based on the Korban Pesach, what we say. Okay, you got that? So that's the question. You say that's a different. We're talking about Halal during the Seder. Machlokes Mechab Ramah. If you're in a shul that says the Halal, you should say it. Don't walk out. It's wrong. It's Lo Tiskodim. Shouldn't walk out. You could say it without a bracha. Okay. I have always said it without a bracha. I mean, we've always been in a hotel, so I always said it without a bracha because the chosh is for the Ramah. Okay. We're going to be home for the first time in 15 years. I always had a hotel. My wife wanted to stay home. So in the shul, we have to be in our shul. I've never been there. I've never been in our shul for Pesach. So Lamaisa, we have to kovei what we're going to do. Okay? But Lamaisa, I think we're going to say it. But I probably won't say the bracha myself, quietly. But the minhag is many people do say it. The Ramah says not to say it, so the machmir for the Ramah, you say it without a bracha.
Rabbi, do you suggest you say it with a bracha or without a bracha?
Well, let me think about it more, okay? But you definitely should say it. You shouldn't walk out if the shul's saying it. Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
Go over
Take
me.
Nine. Let's go over nine. Nine is, sorry, you have to leave matzah on the table for Halal. Shas Halal. What else? Ten. Why do you have to do that? Standardly, only leave matzah on the table or bread on the table for benching. Halal's after the benching. Okay? Halal's after the benching. Okay? What else did you want? Ten?
11 and 13.
11 is lefikach. What is lefikach? It means the connection. Where's the connection? You're doing Torah Shabbos, Torah Shabbos, and then it's different. I have a chayichi lahalo aholos. Why don't we say Shosanisim lavosenu? We don't say that, right? We say about halal and purim, manishtana. These are all such good questions. Why didn't this make the manishtana? Why is this halal different than all the other halals? And the Rav said, why is Arbakosos not in there? Because a twin of what? Mesubin. Right? Those are the two takanas of Chama Meidu express cheres. Haseib and Warba Kosos. We got it? And lastly, Lamaisa, why is the song in Kaddish Urchatz? Why is it Halal Nirtza? Halal should have been much earlier. Should have been right after what Magid?
What's 13?
13 is what? 13 is the Rambam. Why does the Rambam not mention Halal of the Seder in Hilchos Hanukkah? He only mentioned Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Okay. Go ahead. What's 17 and 18?
So I'm not sure which ones we did already. The Ramah says Halal is Lefnei Chatzot.
Did that already.
We did that? Okay.
Yes.
And Shas Nisim Avodeno?
Yes, we did that already.
Okay. And then Meiri Halal Baseba?
Oh, yes. That's 17. We found the Meiri Shita and Kuf in Psochem, in Arve Psochem, that when you say Halal, should be done Baseba. Not just sitting, we do Dafka should be done by a Seder. Why does the Miri require it to be done by a Seder? So we came on 17th. Do you find the 18th?
I only have 17.
Okay, fine. Very good.
I have the
so I have to think more. We got this, Adam, you got this?
Maybe your last year you don't have one of these.
Okay, let's go. All right, we don't need to touch why he doesn't have it, Levi Savram, okay? Let's stick with the Mahalach, okay? All right, go ahead. He's trying to be miserable. Okay, let's get it. Okay? So I want to offer two mahalchim now that combined together will answer all the kashas, b'zishem. But each mahalch themselves will not answer all the kashas. But together will answer all the kashas. Let's get them, though. Okay? The first mahalch is as follows. I want you to get it. There are three types of halal that we see throughout the year. One is a halal begetter what? One is begetter simcha. Simchas yontif, that the Ramban says you fulfill what? You fulfill the mitzvah of the rites of simchas yontif, eating meat, drinking wine, also saying halal. And it's we call it begetter kriya, the tur kriya. Tur is a category of recitation. That's what we do in the morning when we daven. You fulfill the mitzvah of the rites. It's a serious thing. Should daven, the, you know, sing a lot, and feel it, lamaisa. It's very important. Then there's a second type of halal, which is hal al anes lezikron anes, which is to commemorate a miracle, which is Chanukah. Chanukah, you're commemorating a miracle that happened many, many years ago. Okay? That was the second type of halal. And then there's a third type of halal. And that third type of halal is halal during the Seder. That's called hal al anes b'shas anes. Hal al anes b'shas anes. And the reason why it's called that is because the Mishnah says in Psachim, a kuftet vavum and aleph, I think it's kuftet vavum and aleph, kuftet vavum and aleph, chayev adam liros es atzmo, kilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. And the Rambam's gear says, chayev adam laharos. That's why many Sephardim have a beautiful minig. Maybe you have that Yonatan as well. You put mats on your shoulders, and you convey, you try to convey to other people. It's not enough to look at yourself. You have to convey it. Chayev, so it's how alanes.
I'm super serious.
And this is what I want to bring out to you guys. Before you guys start Kiddush, you must convey to your families in the most serious, earnest, and heartfelt way that we are now entering a time machine. We enter this time machine because we are reliving an experience. It's a miraculous thing. No other night of the year do you have it. And you need to rev up, and I mean it seriously, your families, to say we are now entering a time machine. We relive this experience. Someone told me that Rav Tursky Shlita said, was speaking about the Rav on Sunday morning, and the way the Rav would the example that he gave is that you can tell a guy who's inside a building that it's raining outside, and the guy outside that's under the rain cannot be compared to the guy inside the building, even though the guy inside the building might feel for you, you have no umbrella, you have no sweater, you have no jacket, but on the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leil Seder, you mamash have to be the guy in the building has to actually feel as if rain is on him. You have to feel this emotional experience. That is your job. You need to do it. You need to strengthen your family. You need to motivate them. You need to motivate yourselves. You need to get a good nap in Erev Pesach and be strong to be able to have this experiential thing. That's what I once thought the Pshat was in the Haggadah. You can learn all the Shas. You can know all the Ramams. You can know all the Shulchan Aruch. I feel when you kulanu yodim, mitzvah, sapris, yisrayim, harizim, shuvah, because it's an emotional experience, not intellectual. You can know kol torah kulu. But the Bottom line is, it's an emotional experience. That's the Bir HaDavar, Matthew, in the Haggadah. Because no matter how much Torah you know, it doesn't make a difference. You follow what I'm saying? And that is why we relive this experience. So it's Hal Alanes, and I'm going to underline it, Bishas Anes. That's what we're doing, number three. You relive this experience, it's like no other. It's like no other. And that's why Akiva doesn't make a difference how much Torah you know. You follow me? That's why you relive it. And that's why I believe, and I want you guys to get this down, get everything down that we're saying. In the story in the Haggadah, how's it shaykh that the Gedolei HaDor are going to forget to daven? Forget to get up and forget to daven. Did you ever think about that? That story's a Pella. Maisa b'Bnei Brak. You follow me, Matthew? What do you mean, Maisa b'Bnei Brak? How are they going to forget to daven? Can you imagine Reb Moshe, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rav, forgetting to daven? It's crazy. And I'm going to strengthen the Kasha. In that story over there, do you know there's a Shita? There's a Shita that says that it ends at Chatzos. There's a Shita, one of the Tanoim. Which Tana was it? Was it Blazim and Azaria?
They were all going like...
No, one of the Shita said that the eating ends at Chatzos. He's probably saying to himself, what is he saying to himself? 3 o'clock in the morning, let's learn Baba Kama, let's learn Sukkah. Why are you learning about it's done already? Let me ask you a question. When you're in a lecture... And you think the guy, when you're in a lecture, and you think the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, if you took an exam on that lecture, you'd probably get a zero. Because since you think he doesn't know what he's talking about, you're not listening well. Correct?
Yeah.
That Tanner, Reb Lozman Azaria, at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't you think he would be up to be able to daven? If any one of them would have been up to daven, it would have been him. Because he thought we should learn Sukkah or Baba Kama. It's done already by Chatzos in the Mitzvah. You follow me? So at least he should have been able to get up. The answer is as follows. It's the nature of the mitzvah tonight is that you lose yourself. It's an intellectual, it's an emotional experience, even against his own shita. You become, it's gripping. You get in that time, it's such an emotional experience, you lose yourself. Even against his own shita, he would have forgot the daven. Because he's in that time machine. You hear that, Hesber? That speaks to you, volume is about the uniqueness of this mitzvah. You follow me? That's what it means, halal anes b'shas anes. That's the beer in that story. So he wanted to suggest once. And that's why it says, how much doesn't mean it's Kalan Navon, Kalan Chacham, doesn't mean a mitzvah is a Meshubach. And that is why, Yehud, I'm going to get to you. And that is why we do have the Arba Bonim. Why do you have the Arba Bonim? You bring everyone in that time machine. What do you say to the Chacham? What do you say to the Chacham? Don't eat anything after the Afikoman. You ever thought about what kind of a response is that? Don't eat anything after the Afikoman. What's the answer? Keep that taste of your matzah in the whole night because it's an emotional experience. It's not intellectual. I don't care if you know all the shas. Don't eat anything after the Afikoman. Keep that taste of the matzah in your mouth throughout the whole evening. What do you do with the Rasha? What do you do with the Rasha? We don't throw them out. We give them mussar to try to bring them in. But if you have an attitude that you exclude yourself, we don't want you. If you're a Parish Midarchi Atzibur, you're not going to be curious, the Rambam says, Nechus Tshuva. You have to be part of Klal Yisrael. If you have that attitude, you wouldn't be able to come in the time machine because you don't want to experience it. What do you say with the guy that doesn't know how to ask the question? What do you say? At Ptachla. What? At? Lashon Mekeva. No, Rachamim. Like a mother. At Lashon Rachamim. Of course you try to bring him in. You don't ignore him. And what do you do with the Tal? What does Yushami say about a Tom? He's a tippish. Yushami calls him a tippish. Do you ignore the tippish? How do you speak to the tippish? You speak to him imagery. Hashem has an outstretched arm. Throwing it to you. Yeah, chazaka. Anthropomorphism. He can relate to those images. You relate to him on his level. You bring everyone in the machine. You make an attempt. And you say to Russia, you have the attitude that don't come in because you're not going to be able to experience it. This is how Anes B'Shas Anes. Memeila, if it's halal anes b'shas anes, this is the first mahalach we'll begin with. Quickly, Yehuda, what was your question?
I just remember learning that they went until the morning, even though they had different shitos because they're already at Akiva's table, so they went like his.
He was the Mardasr. You're right. But I'm just saying, though, how could they forget the daven? So I'm saying it speaks to the emotional experience. Then you could lose yourself. Otherwise, Gedolei Yisrael are not going to lose themselves. That they're going to forget the daven and not get up. Come on. What'd you say?
But
it ends. It ends at the end of the day. It ends at the end of the day. That I'm answering your kasha. It would continue because we're in the time machine. Yes, you.
Is there maybe a sheet here about mitzvahs and ashel and marashafar except dilahar tikes hadam and avira?
Let's assume it starts. Okay, we assume I don't want to shachar. Okay, so we're building up this mahalach. The first mahalach is halal nes v'shasanes. If you say it like that, we answer about 6 or 7 of the kashas. Let's get it down. We answer number one. They asked the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah. There was a boat that almost capsized 3 o'clock in the morning. All Yidim on the boat. They got off the boat, they came to the Rebbe at 3:30 in the morning. They said, Rebbe, can we say halal? He said, of course you have to say halal. They said, when? He said, right now. But Rebbe, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah that halal requires biyom is the first two. But if the nes happened to you at night, you better say it at night. That answers number one. We were saved at night. Of course you have to say it, Belilah. Don't tell me how it's Arkliyom. That's by 1 and 2. By number 3, though, it's happened at night. Why is there no bracha? Please get this down. The Ran quotes in the name of Haigon. Do you know what the nature of Hal is at the Seder night? It's a spontaneous outcry of praise to Hashem. What is the purpose of a bracha? A purpose of a bracha is to focus you. Why do we say a bracha before we eat? It matters this from Elu. The Rambam in Pirkei Avot Chof compares Hilchos Birkas Nenen to Birkas HaMitzvahs. Why is there a bracha for a Birkas HaMitzvah? Because on a philosophical level, it's not right to confront Hashem to shake a lulav without saying a bracha. The bracha readies you. The note of Yehuda and the Rav Zatzal both said the Chassidim and the beautiful minig Hinei Nimuchu Mezuman before they do mitzvahs. There's no need to do it. The bracha should ready you. The bracha is a matter you to fulfill, to say a mitzvah. Well, I shake the lulav. It's like batting practice. How do I mekadesh the act of the lulav? I say a bracha. It readies me. It matters me to eat the food, Birkas Nenen. It matters me to do a mitzvah. It matters me. I need a bracha most of the time to do a mitzvah. When I visit the sick or pay a shiva call, do I need a bracha? The Rambam says, no, there's never a bracha on Ben Adam Lochavero. Because if you need a bracha to do that, you're a bad guy. If you need a bracha, what, the guy you visit in the hospital, like an Esrig? Should come emotionally, naturally. It's antithetical to have a bracha on Ben Adam Lochavero. The same thing here. This is Ben Adam Lomakal, but it's a Begetter Shira. You were just saved by the Abishur. Oh, I need a bracha to ready myself? What's wrong with you? Should be a spontaneous outcry to praise Hashem. It's antithetical to have a bracha. That's what the Ran says, B'Shem Rav Haigon. It's Begetter Shira. It's Begetter Ashira Lashem. And therefore, as we said, 98% of the Rishonim do not have a bracha when you start the Hallel during the Seder. Because Yehuda will get to you. Because it's Hallel al Nes B'Shasanes. It's antithetical to have a bracha. It's Begetter Shira. That's what Rav Haigon writes. It's Begetter Shira. It's Hallel al Nes B'Shasanes. And that is why, answers number 3 as well. Why are women mechuyev? They're put to the whole year in halal. It's a mitzvah session. Yehuda, I'm going to call you when we finish it. Okay, I want to finish this first mile. You don't need to hold your hand up. I got it, okay? You got me? Halal al anes b'shas anes.
They were in the nes.
Because why? They were in the nes. Halal al anes b'shas anes. Now when they were in the nes, they were the ikker. Please get it down. The Gemara says, b'shus nashim said kaniel saying, because the schus that the women were tzedekuses, we were saved. If it wasn't for the women, we'd be finished. Do you know the women never donated to Egel Azav? Do you know the women were the first that donated to the Mishkan? That's why they're given the bracha of Rosh Chodesh. But the schus tzikonim was saying, we would not have gotten out. And the women relived the experience just as much as the men. That's why every din in this Haggadah, men and women are equal. Because hal al nes b'shas anes. That's number 3. So it answers 1, 2, and 3. Taking it a step further, it answers number 5. What's number 5? This is a very sharp word. Get this nitziv. When is there a problem, Matzayad, Tov, and Biyam? When you're a sideline figure. when you're a sideline figure, the Malachim's life was not at stake. It's improper to sing Shir LaShem. We say a half howl on the seventh day. But our lives, if your lives are at stake, even though someone else gets killed, you have a chiv to say a full-blown hollow. You have a chiv to say a full hollow. And we relive the experience tonight. We don't commemorate. On the seventh day of Pesach, you commemorate. That's why you say a half hollow. Because Kriyas Yamsuf, there's no chiv to relive the Kriyas Yamsuf, but there's a chiv to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, since there's a chiv to relive the experience, we feel bad the Mitzrayim died. We might put our pinky in the cup, but we have to say a full hollow. Because we are not third, we are not sideline figures. We are the main characters. Because we were saved. Yes, we. In 2018. And therefore, we don't have the problem of Masa Yad Tovim B'Yam. Because we are what played a major role. You hear that sharp chiluk? Isn't that a beautiful distinction? That's why it's Masa Yad Tovim B'Yam is not a problem. That's number five. Number eight. The answer is number eight. Why does it answer number eight? Because the Iker Hollow is really the end. I remember as a kid, I used to fall asleep on the couch, miss the whole thing. You can't do that. The Iker part of Hollow is the end. The first two paragraphs are not really Hollow. They just declare the Suda that you're having is Suda Soda. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Yitzipur Yisis from the Mitzvah is Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. And it's a Suda Soda. It's a Suda Soda in a real strong way. It's like Thanksgiving. And how do I declare the suit as being a suit of soldat? I say two paragraphs before. Halalukim b'seis yisrael. But that's not the real halal. So how is it you can say halal on empty stomach? What do you mean? The best meal of the year is a seder. I'm fully satiated when I get to the halal at the end. Because the halal at the end is the ikker. The halal at the end is the ikker according to this. Because how many days do you have to eat a shlomen? Normally day, night, and day. What's a korban todah? Day and night. Zevach Toda Ushlama. This Korban Toda is a Thanksgiving offering that the Arbarbanel and Netziv says that's the suit of Shulchan Aruch. It's a suit of a Toda. What do you do when it's a Toda? If a Toda is a branch of Shlomim, why do you only have a day and a night? Because I'm forced to have a lot of guys over because I don't want to leave Nosar. I don't want the meat to become Nosar. So Hashem says you only have a day and a night. You don't have the full Zman of a Shlomim. So I have a lot of guys over and I tell them, you know what Hashem did for me? There's the midst of Sipur Nisim. Yisapra Masarina, it's a pulsing in Tehillim Kuf Zion. I share with them what happened. That's what the Suda is. The Abarbanel says it's Beferish. And the Netziv says Beferish. It's a Suda's what? It's a Suda's Hodah in a very, very serious way. And this is the Chiddush. So the Iker Hallel is when? The Iker Hallel is at the end. So therefore it's no problem. I'm saying on a full stomach. No problem at all.
Is there also answer 16?
Yeah, we'll get to it. Let's get when we get to it. Okay? So that answers number what? Number 8. Yes? Okay. And then we get to answer number 11 too. How does it answer number 11? What's the Lefikach? It makes a lot of sense, the connection. We've been spending the whole time, Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbat Pep, but what are we doing? We're reliving the experience. Right? Was it 10? Was it 40? Was it 50? All the three sheetahs in Tanaim, how many Nisim happened? Right? Exponentially, right? It's five times. Is it 200, right? 40 to 200, 50 to 250, 10 to 50? We're reliving an experience. That's the Lefikach. I would tell you to write on the side of your Haggadahs, the Netziv, Lefikach, I have a chiyuv obligation to say how min a Torah, mid yoraisa, because it's how al nesh b'shas nesh. That's what I would tell you to write on the side of your Haggadah. That's the Lefikach. The meaning of the Lefikach is that's a connector. That because I've relived the experience throughout all of my life, I have a chiyuv obligation to thank you, praise you, and exalt you, because I've relived the experience. And therefore, since I've relived the experience, that is a chiv d'oraisa. That's the meaningfulness of Lefikach. That's what it means, a very strong lashon. The connection is very clear now. Memeila, we could understand, as Avram said, this will answer number what, 14 as well. And then 16 we'll get to. Why does it answer 14? You're not going to say the brach of shasa nisim lavosenu, because it happened to us as well. When do you say Shasa Nisim Lavosenu? When it's historic. When you're commemorating, like Purim, like Chanukah. This is not historic, guys. This is not commemorating. This is reliving. And Shasa Nisim Lavosenu is inappropriate. And that answers number 16. Halal Nirtzah, because the real halal is at the end. The first two paragraphs that you said we wanted to say right after Magid is not called Hallel. Those were just said to declare what? Those were just said to declare that as a Sudasodah. So this first Mahalach answered what? 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 11, 14, and 16.
Okay?
And 16. It answers 2. Because the real Hallel is what at the end? Hallel near Tzimtzum. Okay, you're very patient, Yehuda. Go ahead. What's your Kasha?
It's a good.
No, go ahead. What's the Kasha?
No, I was going to say.
Real quick, go
I
ahead.
I was going to say something about
yes.
About how Hallel and Shasanes was still applying something else, but you ended up saying that.
Okay, good. Now you're reminding me of a Nakud I wanted to mention. This is a big Machloikas. I want you to get it because we've got to get to the second Hallel. Let's say you have an emergency room doctor. Was called out of davening at Yishtabach. And he works on a guy to save his life. He saves his life until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he missed all the shachars. Now there's a mitzvah to commemorate Zeichlus Yisrael every day of our lives. Yes? Yeah? He didn't say Shema though in shachars. But he did say the Shiru. Are you Yotze Zeichlus Yisrael by saying Az Yosher? Machloikis Magid of Rom Chassam Sofer. It's a machloikis. So I want, maybe we could suggest. You know what the machlokes depends upon? And you could say this in your shuls or in your family in Dvar Torah, in the seventh day of Pesach. How do you view the seventh day of Pesach? Is it a separate event, Kriyas Yam Suf, or is it a culmination of the whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I want to bring a raya, maybe, that it's a separate event, because you don't have a concept to relive Kriyas Yam Suf. There's a concept to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's no concept to relive Kriyas Yam Suf. You understand what I'm saying? You commemorate. That's why you only say a half hour. You follow what I mean?
And what was the question? I mean, what was the machlokas?
Machlokas is by saying Az Yosher, do you fulfill Zeichlus Yisrael? So it depends upon if you create sounds as a separate event or a culmination of process of Yisrael. So I'm saying our Mahalach seems to highlight that Kriyas Yamsuf is a separate event because there's no chiv to relive Kriyas Yamsuf. You understand what I mean? That's why you see only half hollow. Whereas if you hold that Kriyas Yamsuf is a culmination of the process, then maybe you should relive Kriyas Yamsuf. And you should say a full hollow, which we don't. So it seems like it's separate and disconnected, Kriyas Yamsuf, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to that, maybe one would say one would not be Yotze. Maybe the doctor was an onus. Onus would come out of Pasha, but he wasn't Yotze. That's the Machlokes, perhaps. Okay, so that's the whole first Mahalach. Second Mahalach. Let's get it so we can build it up and we'll answer all the kashas. Okay? There's another shit. Let's go to the second page in the packet, guys. Second page in the packet. And this is a Gemara in Sochem Lamed Vavam and Aleph, where the Gemara says in the name of Shmuel, you see that? Domer Shmuel, Kishmuel, Domer Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Lov Dvarim Harbe. What do we normally say that Lechem Oni means? Bread of affliction, right? Poor man's bread. But Shmuel, the great Amora, first generation Amora, says, I had a different shot. You know what Oni means? Answering. It's the bread that you answer a lot of things about. She'onim Lov Dvarim Harbe. What are you answering? Take a look at Rashi. There's this Pesachim Lamed Vavam Aleph. Take a look at Rashi. You see the Rashi we're underlined? You see that Rashi there? See it, Yonatan? She'onim alav dvarim, she'gomrim alav esahalo, v'omrim alav hagado. What does the word gomer mean?
Finish.
The Meiri, I think it's the Meiri, or the Rabbeinu Chananel, Pesachim Kutev Vama, so you say chatzi hala, when he says dvarim harbe. Rashi says the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. You say the hagada, and you say hala. You hear the Rashi? Jacob, what is this powerful Rashi saying? Every Rashi is powerful. What is he saying?
Hallel isn't the same.
He's saying that Hallel during the Seder is not Hallel. It's matzah. How do you describe the mitzvah of matzah? Be'erev tochel matzah, tishmuru matzah, and all Seder. You know how like on certain foods there's a box on the side that has the panel of the ingredients? How would you describe the ingredients of the mitzvah of matzah and the Seder? It's not enough to eat it. It's not enough to do a seba when you eat it, but you have to speak about it. You have to praise Hashem. And if you don't, you don't fulfill the mitzvah 100%.
That's ma'akev?
There are some rishonim that say it's taka ma'akev. There's ga'onim that say it's troinoi ga'on. There's a famous Mishnah in Pesachim, which we say in the Haggadah. Kol shalor, we're going to leave over. Kol shalor, shloshim dvarim, lo yatsi yedei chavasa. So the Rav dug up. The Rav dug up a Mechamas Hashem in Brachas that says you're not Yotzi L'chachiru. If you would just fresh the matzah without speaking about it, you'd be yotzi only be the evid. But there are some rishonim that say it would be ma'akev mamish. In fact, the Marasha on that Mishnah says that it's a din lishma. That if you don't say over what the matzah means, and that's why when we get to that part of the Magen, I always say to the family, it's the most important part of Magen. In fact, we go around the table. We say that in English too. We say it in Hebrew and in English. I have someone translate it in English. Read English. Because you have to know that at least. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. It's very critical. It's a din lishma, says the Marasha. And the truth is, I would advise, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once spoke about this. Do you say Shemei Kaona on Magid? On the table, sometimes you have a reader, or you go around the table. I would recommend that you should what? Say it yourself quietly also. Because maybe you can't be... Push-up shot is, you could rely on it, because the whole point of Magid is someone says and someone listens, right? So, but it's just to make sure, you should say it quietly to yourself as everyone says it. If there's one reader, you could say it quietly along. But don't get me wrong, you're definitely yotzei if they didn't say, because you listen too. But what I want to bring out is that halal here, according to the second halal, it's not halal, it's matzah. Because that's the taich of sha'onim alav varim harbe. Lechem oni doesn't mean ani, it means answering. So if you say it like that, it's not called what? It's not called halal, it's really called matzah. Matthew, you had a kasha?
Yeah, but that's from a Kaono principle. Like my family does that, where we go around readers. But would that apply? Like, let's say you're reading the Haggadah, and not you, maybe one of us switches like one paragraph Hebrew, one paragraph in English. Like,
I would recommend always read Hebrew.
Always read Hebrew.
But when you get to Rav Gamliel, read the Hebrew, and then have a person translate. Read the Hebrew, have a person translate real loud. Very important. We pick up the matzah, we pick up the mara, we don't pick up the zroa. Because people might think we're eating what?
Right.
People might think we're eating the corn vessel, but I want you to get this down. A lot of people don't know that. Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to eat this roa when? The second day lunch.
Who says
that? Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaf Chai Adam, that it's a bizarion to throw this roa out. So you might say, Rebbe, oh, how can you eat this roa? It's set out all night. It's not rocket science. Put it in the fridge at the end of the Seder. Put it in the fridge so it'll be fresh. You can eat it. It's spoiled. What'd you say?
Or Shun, bring that down.
Mr. Brewer quotes from the what the Chai Adam, it's a Messiah. You should eat this roll the second day. Also, Mr. Brewer quotes out the second day of lunch. The second day of lunch, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to sing a Zemer about Purim.
Really?
That's the day that Haman was hung. You're either supposed to have a special food for Purim, special food to commemorate, or a special Zemer. They always at the hotel, I would sing the Zemer. People think I'm nuts. Rabbi, it's a wrong holiday. You could sing that. We used to sing that. They'd say, Rabbi, it's the wrong holiday. It's not the wrong holiday. This is the day that Haman was hung.
Esther's two suitors was the first and second.
I don't know. The day that it was hung was the second day of Pesach.
It was hung right after.
I don't know. That's what we said the Medrash is. So get this now. Yehuda, real quick. Go ahead.
Since the Chiyuv is on a father to say the Maaseh to his son, if the reader is a father, would there be a chiluk between whether the reader, like in Matthew's house, if Matthew's reading it versus his father's reading it?
Usually he got it from the Bincha, but it's not Dafka.
Would there be a difference in Shmei Kona?
No. We don't assume there's a difference. But that's the Masorah. Now listen to this. Okay. Now that we have the second Mahalach, let's get this. Now what is the din of Sha'onim Alav? Onim Alav. Dvarim Harbe. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Gomrim, Alav, Halo, Vromrim, Alav, Hagazi. You got this? So what is it now? It's not called Halo, it's called Matzah. So all the other kashas are answered now. Let's get this. And even some of the ones that we answered before. Number one, this is not Halo. It says, Be'er of Tochlo Matzahs. It's not challah, it's really an ancillary, it's a satellite of matzah. Matzah's eaten at night, all the other steps of the matzah have to be done at night. Number two, there is no bracha. It's not true. There is a bracha. Al-achilas matzah, because it's not really challah. Aren't you saying it before? Aren't you saying the bracha a little bit too late? Didn't you start challah? Not based on what we said, those two paragraphs are not challah. Just a declaration that this suda will be a what? Suda sodah. So you're not saying the bracha. The bracha, you're not saying the bracha after you already started. The bracha will be said when? Before you get to it. Number three, are women mechuyev in matzah?
No.
Yes, we said earlier in Shir. Anyone who has the Yisra Chametz is Chiv Matzah. So Mele Mechuyiv and Halal too as well. The rest of the other Pater and Halal, that's regular Halal. This is my Grumet. This is a Halal that's a branch of Matzah. I thought for Hilchos Halal you have to stand. Two reasons. Amida or on the Bis Hashem. What's the answer?
It's not Halal.
You sit when you have the Matzah. You sit when you have the Matzah. Halal is a chelik of the Matzah. If you sit when you have the Matzah, you sit when you say Halal. Because not really Halal. It's the added elements to the Matzah.
It's a hit or miss with for Matzah.
Number six. Why are you having a big suit in the Ems of Halal? We follow the structure of the way the Chacham told us to do the Seder. Kadesh Urchatz. What's the most important step in that Kadesh Urchatz? Matzah is the most important step. Matzah is the major character in all the steps. You follow the way the Chacham said this acronym to be able to what say the Seder. And therefore, the way Halal is said, this is not real Halal. Oh, don't ask me, Akash, you're having a lavish meal in the middle of Halal. It's not Halal. It's all what part of the Matzah. And therefore, this is the way they said you're supposed to break it up. And therefore, don't ask me, Akash, oh, I never had a lavish meal in the middle of Halal. It's not really Halal. It's Matzah. This is the way we're supposed to do it. Also, you're saying on the second and fourth coast, you never say Halal coast. No, this is the way the Chum said you're supposed to make the what? The Seder. And this part of the Matzah should be going ahead with the second coast. This part of the what? This part of the Seder goes ahead with the fourth coast. And don't ask me a kasha kid from a Kiddush club so you say Kiddush on the coast. It's not Halal. Number nine. Why is there a need to leave the Matzah on the table for the Halal? Because you want to accentuate. It's not Halal. You want to accentuate Dvarim Lechem Onim Sh'onim of Dvarim Harbi. Leave the Matzahs on the table when the Iker Halal is being said. Because you want to accentuate that the Halal is subsumed under the Matzah. Kiva, you following me? You following this? That's why you want to accentuate that. Just don't leave it for the benching. For when the Matzah is on the table. This answer is also number 10. Why on earth would the mitzvah be a rice to finish Halal before Chatzos? To say the bracha. A bracha to Hashem Melech Mulam Tishba before Chatzos. Even Min HaTorah might be a svara, we said. The Ramah says. The way Mishnah Berurah says. You know why? Because it's not Halal. Halal is a chelik of matzah. You better make sure you get all the components and elements of matzah in before Chatzos. That means even the halal, because it's not only halal, it's all the ingredients of the matzah. That answers number 10. And that even might be a din d'oraisa. Number 12 and 13. Why is this halal ignored in the list in the Seches Erkin? Halal during, because it's not halal. It's really matzah. It's not going to make the list, because it's not halal. Why does the Rambam ignore in Hilchos Hanukkah? Why does he place in Hilchos Chametz Matzah? Because it's matzah. So when he talks about matzah at the Seder, he's going to describe all the ancillaries with it. And that answers number what? 15 and 17. Manishtana? I ask Manishtana. Manishtana alayla zeh. That we eat Chametz Matzah, and this night Kulo Matzah. It's part of the matzah. It is asked. It is discussed. It's not halal. It's matzah. This is Moira Dick, guys. It's all in the Sefer, guys. It's all in the Sefer. Okay? But I want you to chazer over. In fact, one of my Talmidim from Los Angeles, an old Talmud of mine, he just said this over in the shul on the yortzeit of his grandfather this past Shabbos. I don't, you know, Michael Parker. Remember I asked you if you knew him? You told me, you know him?
Yeah.
So he's a very close Talmud of mine. So he said this whole shtickle terrible. That's why I don't say Manishtana howls, because it's not hollow. And I'm asking it about matzah. And number 17. Why on earth would the Miri say should say howl with a seba? Because it's not hollow. Every part of the what? In fact, there is some that say that the whole magid you should say with a seba. And some eat the Shulchan Aruch with a Seba too. But at least Halal and the Magid, you can understand that Seba because it's subsumed. Yes, then we're going to finish off with some real quick. More to Avram.
Can I go over the answers to question 6 and question 7 again?
Yeah. 6 and 7 is that matzah is the major character of the Seder. So the Chum said, this is the Seder I want you to do. Kadesh Rechatz. And therefore, everything revolves around the matzah. And therefore, the matzah, the meal that you have, it's broken up with a big meal in the middle because this is the way the Chum ordered you to what? To eat, to fulfill the mitzvah salada with the matzah being the major what? Major category. So therefore, I'm not stuck by Akasha, oh, I'm eating a lavish meal in the middle of challah. It's not challah. It's all the way the Chum set up to say what everything surrounding the matzah. You do certain things before, you do certain things afterwards. And also, it's not that I'm saying in a kosher, any kosher v. I'm just following what. It's not that I'm saying how on it. It's the way that everything is supposed to put down as doing the matzah before the matzah, after the matzah, what I'm supposed to do before, what I'm supposed to do afterwards, what I'm supposed to do before I do on kosher, what I'm supposed to do afterwards is kosher v. It's not like, oh, chas v'shalom, I'm like in a kiddush club, I'm saying on kosher v, sheni. Follow me? It's following what dvarim are supposed to be said through the kiddusha on the matzah, before and afterwards. So maybe that's how you answer those kashas. Yes, Yehud.
So I know that by benching, there's an aspect of Hiddur Mitzvah to add a kost. So like to
bench a la kost.
A la kost.
That's the third kost.
Right. So no. So I'm saying, could we say that halal is Hiddur Mitzvah for matzah the same way that yayin is?
No, but it's not. We don't say it throughout the whole year. There's a hiddur throughout the whole year. Some people always bench a la kost.
I'm saying that halal is Hiddur Mitzvah. Here halal is Hiddur Mitzvah.
Yeah, I want to call it Hiddur Mitzvah. It's part of matzah. It's lechem oni. Rashi's gomrim of us halal. Not just the beginning. The whole thing. Okay. Let's just close with the following. This night. What did I say throughout the whole year? There's a mitzvah of Zecher, let's use this rhyme. But at the time of the Seder, there's a mitzvah called Sipur. You familiar with that? On this night, it's a mitzvah of Sipur. Sipur is different than Zecher. You got that? And I want to close with the four distinctions they say in the name of the Brisker Rav. All the Brisker Haggadahs quote the four distinctions between Sipur and Zecher. Number one is, Sipur has Arichas Dvarim. What's Arichas Dvarim? Kolam Arba, Harezeh what? Meshubach. How do you fulfill Zecher? How do you fulfill Zecher throughout the year? The very end of Kriya Shema. It's very short. What's the second distinction you have? Sipur Lacheri. Do you know by the Seder you're also always supposed to say it to other people? God forbid no one should have to be alone for a Seder. But the Ram says if you're alone, you have to say it out loud as if you're saying this, as if you're saying talking to someone. Someone walk in the room, they think you're a Meshuggah. Sipur Lacheri. When you daven throughout the year, it's between you and Hashem. It's not lacherim. And what's number three? What's number three? Question and answer. Bofin, Shayla, Betshuva. Exactly. Question and answer. Sipur tonight. When it comes to what? Throughout the year, it's just a statement. Zecher. Bofin, Shayla, Betshuva. And what's number four? Mitzvah Salila. What's Mitzvah Salila? Specific mitzvahs. Pesach Matzah Mar. Throughout the year, it's very general and generic. We don't highlight any mitzvahs, just we remember Hashem took us out. Those are four major distinctions why there's the difference between Sipur and Zecher. And the Akasha is, why don't you say a bracha on Sipur? That's, we'll have to give another time. Why don't we answer, before we embark upon Magen, why don't you say bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekicham Tzavos al Mitzvah Sipur Sifrayim. Why don't you say that?
No, share.
That might be one answer. I'll give you one other answer. What other answer is what? Asher Galanu. Asher Galanu is what? Shir Galanu is what? The bracha you say at the end of Magid. That's a problem, though, you say it at the end. Yeah, but it's saying at the end, though. You should say it before you begin. So I once gave a whole Shabbos of Gadol Drasha. What are the different answers? Why you don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Sifrayim? Right. That was a few years ago I gave in the show, Shabbos of Gadol Drasha. What are the different answers why you don't say a bracha on Sipur Sifrayim? Right? Two of them is there's no shir, one of them, and the other one is Shir Galanu. Shir Galanu is difficult because at the end.
Maybe those go together because if there's no shir, then before you say it, you're not going to know how long you're going for. But
okay, okay, end, you okay. Was okay, but Lamaisa, there's a lot we have to do on Pesach, okay? So Lamaisa, I want you to chazer over this, Mahalach, and we'll continue tomorrow with this other shift. Okay, everyone have a good day, wonderful day, and then Rav Gluckman is the Shabbos, but highest points again, Aiden. Okay, everyone have a good day. All right, very good.